Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listen to them shouting from the rooftops. It's Doug Steffens. Good day. You see the guy next door to you there, Jay, on top of his roof, yelling, there's Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the air on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, getting ready to bring you some very big opportunities because the Mega Millions jackpot is now over $1 billion. Next number is going to be. Yeah. Are you going to buy some tickets? I was thinking of buying.
Absolutely, yes.
I was thinking of buying everybody tickets here. There's a guy who, was it yesterday we were talking about the fellow who bought 50,000 tickets? The chicken guy?
Yeah, 50,000 employees bought 50,000 tickets, so that way if any one ticket was a winner, that ticket would be split 50,000 ways.
So but he's already shot his whatever, right? Because that was for the drawing on Wednesday or Tuesday.
Yeah, with Cane's Fried Chicken. So he's going to have to go buy 50,000 more. Well, he was actually out of the country, so he had one of his employees go do this, and apparently it took the machine around 7 hours, something like that, to print all those tickets. So maybe it's a different employee's turn this time.
Well, the buzz is building. There's no question about that. And there are a lot of different ideas on how you can spend all that money. Think about it. I do that when I buy tickets, just for the fun of it. It's good therapy. I think all day long about who I'm going to help, how the money could be used. Well, yesterday on the tractor, I was thinking about this. I've done this many, many times. I don't buy consistently because I just don't buy consistently. I think, is that the key? One wonders, you see sometimes people who have won, we've talked any number of times here. I think there's one fellow that won $4 million, then about a year later he won $2 million, and the same guy then won $1.5 million, two more. He's won $10-12 million, not once, but over the course of a number of years, 10-12 years, he's won three or four times. And so people, of course, ask him, okay, what'd you do? How'd you do it? How do you know? You know, that kind of stuff. And is there any answer to that?
Different formulas where they either do quick pick every time they buy a ticket, or they did quick pick once at one point, and then they just keep going with those numbers. Some people pick numbers. I normally will do quick pick, but this last time I bought three tickets. I did one ticket where it was my, you know, my favorite numbers. The next ticket, I picked my own numbers, but I kind of just shut my eyes and whatever random numbers came to me, that's what I picked. And then the third ticket was a quick pick. And I'm actually going to take those tickets in, and I'm going to ride these numbers. I'm going to, I've decided that anytime I'm going to play the lottery, it's not going to be every week or multiple times a week, but I'm going to do three tickets, and I'm going to keep these numbers. I'm going to see what happens.
There are those who use birthdays. I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, there are any number of ways to figure it out. But the bottom line is, are you going to, the question is, are you going to spend the money to try to buy the winning ticket? And when you buy the ticket, are you just going in there and sort of like, oh, well, I guess I'll buy a couple of tickets? Or has your mind been focused on this? You've got these numbers. I'm a winner. It sounds like Uri Geller, you know, who is always, I'm a winner. Or he repeats, I'm going to win. I'm going to fix. I'm going to. So keeping that in your mind, in the forefront of your head, it seems to me, is a way to buy. Now, is it for you or is it for someone else? If you win the $1 billion, Jay, what are you going to do? Is it something you share? Do you keep it for yourself?
All of the above. It would definitely be taking the family on a nice vacation. It would be paying off any kind of health bills and debts and all of that. It would be putting money away for my son's education in college as well as my niece's. I would give some to family members. I would very likely give some to you and buy into your farm, Doug.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And one of the things that my husband and I have always wanted to do is buy or build kind of an apartment unit or a hotel and convert it for a shelter for battered women and children who are trying to leave domestic violence relationships and get out on their own 2 feet. So it would be a safe place for them that would also entail mental health therapy, all of that, and also different counselors like financial planners and all of that, so that once they are ready to move out of that location, they have all the tools that they need to further their lives and have a genuinely good outcome.
All right. That's well thought out. I would ask that folks who are listening right now go to our social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter it's Good Day On Air. And tell us what you would buy and for whom you would buy it. Are you going to buy something for somebody else? I saw an example of somebody said, if they won, they'd buy a popsicle for everybody in their town. Popsicles for everybody. So there's going to be a certain amount of this money that will be spent on needless, frivolous, ridiculous things that you don't need, nobody really needs, but, you know, there are, I think of Donald Trump and his gold in his apartment. You ever seen pictures of his apartment in New York?
Oh, gold, yes.
Toilets.
So many people do that. Well, Ivana Trump's casket was gold-plated.
Yeah.
Doug, what would you do with $1 billion?
If I had $1 billion, I would be helping a lot of people who are, especially farmers around the country, people in general who have food. What do they call it? Insecurity now? That's the buzzword. Food insecurity. But I think that the money could be used to, as you were pointing out, to basically retire all the debt on my farm, make sure that my two grandchildren have an education all set up and put aside, and, you know, probably help my children in terms of whatever it is that they need and maybe a little of what they want. Yeah, you know how far $1 billion?
It would take a lot of work to run out of that kind of money.
But yeah.
Again, are you doing the cash out option where it's not exactly $1 billion? Are you doing the annual payout?
I'd probably do the annual payout. I probably wouldn't take one lump sum. I'd probably take it in stages. I think it's over, what, 20 years? You get to pay out over 20. Is it 29 years?
And I think one of the years is a double pay.
Oh, okay. So there's that. The things that help people, I believe in the adage that we're all, that's what I've said all my life, we're all here to help. And so you can help yourself, which not a bad thing. You can help your family. That's a great thing. Help others wherever you see needs. We're always talking here about needs. I'd probably build a new and better studio so that people could not have to fuss and fiddle. And I'd probably do a lot more in terms of technology and exposure for this program as well. The things that we all think about, what's important to you, right? The family stuff, that's certainly with me. I mean, think about what our segment is that we do every day on farm and food and family. Those are the things that are most important to me, actually. And so I'd probably figure out ways of making sure that a lot of people got the largesse, make sure that we're secure, all of us. You know, there's that kind of stuff. And I guess the other question here for folks, if you want to respond on our social media, is the business about sharing. And have you thought about numbers? And the first thing, who would you tell? If you won, do you want to keep it a secret? I'd try to keep it a secret.
And there are ways to keep it anonymous in a state that doesn't make you actually claim it. Don't tell anybody. Don't spend a whole bunch of money within the first year.
So sharing the money, I guess the other side of it is, what would you, are there people, I think this is sort of almost a double negative, so why would you ask the question? I was thinking about who you wouldn't share the money with, but that's kind of a silly question. And just talk about how it is that you would share and what it is that you'd share and who you tell. And maybe there's somebody in your life that you've been dependent on that you don't really like being dependent on, and you tell them to go take a flip. I'm no longer dependent on you. Maybe the boss, right? The boss. You don't like the boss?
Would you keep doing the show, Doug?
Absolutely. There's nothing about my... I would not change my life one iota. It would just make life easier to not have the things that we all have on our minds, paying a mortgage, thinking about, again, the education. My daughter and I were having a long conversation when she was here last week about Miles and his education, the opportunities that he has and will have. And we talked about not only Miles and his education, but Jasper and other children that may come along. I think that's the legacy that you leave. This is about legacy as much as anything else. Don't you think? I mean, getting right down to the brass tacks. It's about what you leave behind. What do, and is it important for you to be thought of well? I don't know that that's what motivates me, but I like the idea of leaving something. I like the idea of having saved this farm, which is an important piece out of the corner of the town where I've lived all of my life. That's important to me. That's why I've worked on it as long as I have. The radio program, what has been accomplished, the fact that this program has been on the air longer than any other single syndicated program in the country. And I'd like to keep it going just for the heck of it. And not only because I like it. You realize what wonderful therapy this is? You're talking out all of the things. Yeah, it's great therapy
exactly. For
us and for the listeners. It's helpful. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
No, and speaking of the finances and, you know, what a lot of people kind of call generational wealth and everything, my parents have said a long time ago, I remember this, was that the goal for parents when it comes to financial stuff, and it's not all about financial, but is to want to leave your children or want to give your children enough that they feel like they can do anything that they can put their mind to when it comes to the finances, that wouldn't be a hindrance, but not so much that they feel like they could do nothing.
Yep. Well, that's it. You don't want to spoil the life. You don't want to spoil things for children. They need not to have everything given to them. In other words, you don't learn the life lessons that you need to learn as you move along, as you mature. Anyway, some interesting ideas. Fill out the form, if you will. Social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air, 18 after the hour.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Summer Fun Sale, July 29th through August 8th, and get 35% off paint and stains with prices starting at $27.29. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Bro. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
If you're feeding cattle, whether you have dairy cattle or whether it's beef cattle, or you're feeding pigs or you're feeding lambs or you're feeding sheep or you're feeding whomever, a commercial fertilizer and commercial grain are full of microplastics. How did we get here? How is there that there's so much of this stuff in our everyday life?
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Yesterday, the question about Tony Dow being dead or not was up in the air, but it isn't today. So we'll talk about him and his life and the things that were important. And the premature death announcement wasn't important, but his life was, and it was kind of almost a wonderful life, if you get what I mean. So that comes up right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Well, what's going on is that Tony Dow died, but you get the gist of it. Because Warren Eckstein was on with us yesterday, the pet expert who's been friends with Tony Dow for a long time, and he talked about what he did. The Wally Cleaver thing on Leave It to Beaver was the biggest thing that it seemed to easily crystallize. If you said Tony Dow, people who grew up with the Cleavers and Leave It to Beaver immediately knew who this fellow was. And apparently he's been in hospice for a while. A lot of people made a big deal out of the confusion. He had liver cancer, And it was only a couple of months ago that he was diagnosed. So this is really something, this kind of stuff like pancreatic cancer, it gets into your, the organs and you're done pretty much most of the time.
Yeah, and a lot of times there are no symptoms until it's much, much further along. And his wife apparently had talked to his management and apparently like she was under some confusion that he had passed because he was in home hospice. Not sure where she is. His son released a statement saying, "Dad is at home under hospice care and in his last hours. My wife and I are by his side, along with many friends that have visited. He has a fighting heart." So clearly she must not have been actually there for some reason.
Right.
But then the management team talked to Tony's son, who confirmed that Wednesday he did pass.
Yeah. So what else do you say about Leave It to Beaver? What else do you say about the career? It's one of those iconic things, and people will remember him. It's a good, that talk about legacy. It's a wonderful, really good way to be remembered, playing a role like that that everybody thought was cool. He was thought of as kind of a cool guy. So he was also on My Three Sons. He did a lot of subtle things in his acting career. Tony Dow, dead at the age of 77. 28 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Volvo Cars USA have announced that the entire 2023 lineup of Volvo cars in the U.S. will consist of mild hybrid, hybrid, or electric vehicles, all equipped with Google built-in. The XC90, XC40, as well as the V60 Cross Country, now receiving mild hybrid engines as standard. Volvo will make good on its sustainability commitment to electrify its full range of vehicles by 2030. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is your captain speaking. You better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I noticed my passport was due to expire, so I went to Staples. I got a passport photo in 10 minutes, so we're good to go.
Now at Staples, purchase a travel service and get 20% off the rest of your purchase. Get travel ready at Staples, your one-stop travel prep destination.
Hey, let me tell you about another time that Staples saved my caboose. That all started
N731, in-store only. Excludes Instacart orders, certain products, services, and technology. See staplesconnect.com/services/travel for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Viktor Pavlov, a Russian arms dealer known as the Merchant of Death, whose weapons created deadly conflicts around the world, could be sent back to Russia in exchange for basketball player Brittany Griner and retired U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
In the coming days, I expect to speak with Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov for the first time since the war began. I plan to raise an issue that's a top priority for us, the release of Americans Paul Whelan and Brittany Griner.
As Senator Grassley is accusing the FBI and Department of Justice of misleading the American people on the Biden laptop, the device has now revealed President Biden met with at least 14 of Hunter Biden's business associates while he was vice president in the Obama White House. Two of Hunter's Mexican business associates visited the West Wing on February 26, 2014, and were given a tour by then Vice President Joe Biden. USA Radio News.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy! No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
An Idaho sheriff said Wednesday his county is experiencing a crisis level of drug overdoses, especially fentanyl and methamphetamine. That's coming from President Biden's open border policy. Canyon County, Idaho Sheriff Karen Donahue on Fox News says there is so much illicit drugs, the cartels are destroying his community.
We're at a crisis stage, quite frankly. We have never seen the numbers of seizures and the amounts of any drug, including methamphetamine, like we're seeing in fentanyl. And, of course, we're still dealing with the methamphetamine crisis we've been in for years. And every bit of this substance, these illegal narcotics, come from the border, without question. Ravaging our communities and the overdoses. I've had, over the last year, numerous deputies hospitalized because of fentanyl exposures just in my jail, where we've had to hospitalize these deputies because they've come in contact with it.
Victor Bout, a Russian arms dealer known as the Merchant of Death, whose weapon sales resulted in deadly conflicts around the world, could be sent back to Russia in exchange for WNBA star Brittany Griner and retired U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. Bout was nabbed in 2008 in a sting operation at a luxury hotel in Bangkok, Thailand. The crazed man accused of opening fire on an Independence Day parade in Highland Park, Illinois, has been indicted by a grand jury. In all, 117 felonies. Last Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stephens Good Day Show.
The answer to the question, what happens when a bunch of scientists put a study group of older people together and give them all psychedelic drugs? I've never really been into this kind of thing, but I'm sure there are plenty of people my age who are.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are at 34 after the hour. It's Thursday already, Jay. Thursday, the 28th of July, last Thursday of the month of July. And we're celebrating a lot of different things here, including the amount of money that there is in the Mega Millions jackpot. But speaking of jackpots, it looks to me like there are a lot of tickets on sale for Springsteen concerts for $5,000 a piece. Did you see that?
That's absurd. Where are these seats? And does it come with, like, a VIP package of free parking, meet and greet, free food and beverages?
It's just, I don't know, it galls me.
A shoulder massage, somebody comes to your chair, like, right. Come on now.
Right. A free night with somebody in Las Vegas, whatever it is. This is certainly dynamic pricing. And there's another number that's been attached to Taylor Swift. The ticket scalpers that are around selling her tickets, last year she made an additional $50 million more on her tour because of the scalpers. I'm not quite sure how that happened, but it seems to be a number that's being bantied about. So I was always under the impression if you were scalping tickets, that money went to you, not to the person. And as a matter of fact, isn't there was a lot of hoopla about people, scalpers, some of the performers, now that she was one of them, who objected to and tried to stop the sale of scalped tickets. I don't know how you do that, but there seems to be Billy Joel had that problem, I remember, here in Boston anyway, and elsewhere. But when you think about Springsteen, how much, it's not about how much he's made. It's kind of like, you know, what's the story with the Mega Millions jackpot? It's not what you need, it's how much you earn. People say, well, nobody needs $1 billion. Okay, well, that may be true. But that doesn't mean that you're the arbiter of whether or not these people make $1 billion or not. Springsteen sold his catalog. I think he got $500 million for that. Mm-hmm. But that's, the guy's brought a lot of pleasure to lots of people for a lot of years. If you use him, and you can say that about Taylor Swift or anybody. I remember Barry Manilow. There are so many people who brought so much pleasure to people over the years. Why shouldn't they be paid accordingly? Unless you're a socialist. The people, this is where the doublespeak comes in. The people, I don't have that kind of money. I shouldn't have that kind of money. Why do they have that kind of money? Only because they want it, but they don't know how to get it, or they're not qualified to make it. There's always that. And so maybe that's where the lottery, maybe that's where the lottery comes in. You don't have to have any skill, just buy some tickets.
Mm-hmm. That's just the pure luck of the draw. What do they say?
Free.
Something about you have a higher chance of being struck by lightning than winning a jackpot in a lottery. But then I think about that one guy who won, what is it? What did you say? About $10, $12 million? Over
there was one. There have been a number of people that have won more than one time at the lottery. So, yeah, is that just luck? Are they smart? They know how to figure it out.
And was that the actual jackpot, or was it they got close to the jackpot, and that's why it was the $1 million, $2 million, where the odds
maybe
are just slightly better.
A little, yeah, exactly. So I guess the question that I have, again, there are a number of things that we put together here. I'd like to hear from somebody who's actually won a lottery. Anybody listening right now who has won a lottery ticket, has a ticket, won it? What was your experience? So Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. It would be nice to have that, just to hear that person's voice and to know what he or she went through. There probably are people, I've read about people who won the lottery and it ruined their lives. And after 3 or 4 years of winning a couple $100 million, they were broke. They went crazy. You've seen that. There certainly are those people. And that's part of the game, I guess, much as anything else. Maybe you don't want to win, and that's why you don't buy a ticket, because you're worried it would change your life. And that's what Jay asked of me, and you can ask that of yourself. What would you do? The people, and this is a kind of a spiritual thing, the people who deserve it, do people win it because they deserve it? How is it chosen? How's the energy around winning that much money? Do you have to earn it to appreciate it? Or do you, if somebody gives you, that's basically all the people who buy tickets are giving you the money. You can say it's a state-run program, but the state doesn't have anything if you don't spend $1 to buy a ticket or $2 to buy a ticket. You know, it's no lottery if we don't have people who buy into it. So, anyway, I just think that it's there's an interesting way of looking at this. People who want it, people who need it, people who can have it. But there are people around who have won or made a lot of money and they wish they hadn't. And then you think to yourself, who? I can hear this echo refraining. Who wouldn't want to win $1 billion? Well, the people who don't buy a ticket, because you can't win if you don't play. How many times have you heard that one? You're not going to win anything, right? So if you don't want to win, then don't play. I think it's an exercise. What do you tell your children if you've won the lottery or if you have? You remember yesterday we talked about Tom Brady and
Giselle, yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he said the hardest thing about parenting is how much money he has, trying to help his children understand that what they have, not everybody else has. They have chefs and cleaners and limos taking them to the airport and people shuttling them around and chauffeuring them around, and that this is not the norm.
Mm-mm. No, it sure isn't. But there are a lot of people. I wonder if how many people who have won big lotteries have been divorced, had a good relationship before they got the money, then they got the money,
yeah,
and then it ruined their relationship,
yeah,
right? Huh? Think about that. And then
well,
again, back.
They always say money can't fix your problems unless your problems are money related problems.
Yeah, right. Can't buy me love. Old Beatles song. It really can't. It'll buy you people who want to have access to you because they want to have that money, or they want to live life. There are those people who trade up or trade down because of the money. Anyway, so it's kind of a fun thing to think about. Are you a money magnet? Some people are, you know. I think that Bezos is. There are those. They're good at what they do. Elon Musk is another one. I mean, think about the people that are around you that have money. Are they money magnets? That doesn't mean that they didn't earn it. They haven't come up with great ideas. But the idea factory, even. You know, I saw something about Steve Harvey recently and how, you know, he went from rags to riches, and he gives the credit to hard work, but also perhaps being in the right place at the right time. You know, that there's a lot of stuff that comes of this. And anyway, I was thinking about buying, maybe tomorrow we'll talk more about this. I wouldn't buy, how would you buy tickets for all the listeners? You have to buy millions of tickets. But, yeah, you know, what about this? What about
when you buy tickets for people, do you put on the disclaimer that if this is a winning ticket, we split it?
No. Well, I have never done that. It would be the understanding. If I bought tickets for you and for James or other people that are involved with the program, I would think you'd want to split it, wouldn't you?
I don't want to tell people.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well,
we totally do that in our family. When we buy tickets for people,
really?
We write down disclaimers like this will be shared if.
Really, you have to do that?
It's not split 50-50. It's like, you'll get, because this is a gift, you get the main portion. But if this ticket's a winner, I get some of this back.
Mm. Yeah. If you're giving it to them, yeah, I suppose, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Something to think about, right? Brittany Griner. And what she says about what the Americans should do with the Russians, that's up next here at 43 past the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here. So check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or New Strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code KEY for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code KEY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code KEY for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up.
All right, 45 and change after the hour. So the Biden administration, Jay, has made a, what supposedly is a substantial offer to bring two Americans home from Russia. And Moscow apparently is interesting in exchanging these two for the arms dealer Viktor Bout. You can just kind of see him be a bad guy in a Mission Impossible movie or something like that, right?
Yeah, the Merchant of Death, this is the name.
So we have calls being made. It's interesting. Our Secretary of State is calling the Russian Foreign Minister. So obviously they are still having dialogue, even though Putin and Biden are not talking. Putin's not talking to pretty much anybody, which is, this is the smart way to do it. So you keep the lines of communication open. As it turns out, these guys haven't spoken since the war began. But they're saying they're about to do a little horse trading. Paul Whelan is the other guy who's there. I don't know. What was he there for? I've forgotten. Is he just a, he wasn't a tourist? Was he? There's something.
I think this is the father who was a businessman who became detained. We're going to have to ask the Googlebot.
Right. Anyway, the point is that they're talking about moving Ms. Greiner and Mr. Whelan back to America in exchange for Viktor Bout. Is that a deal you'd make if you were the president? Social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Should the president do anything that he can to get Ms. Greiner back again? There are a lot of people say yes, a lot of people say no. Don't give this guy. Sort of reminds me of a shot from that movie that Tom Hanks was in, getting the prisoner back. I forget what the name of the movie was. Good movie. The guy has gone on who was the prisoner to star. He's an older actor, but he's a British actor, but he's around now. I just can't remember his name. But that was the thing. He's walking across. And you've seen, you know, any Westerns, you've seen this happen 100 times in war movies, exchanging one person for another across a bridge or something. This is the kind
with
of a guy.
Bag over their head. That
cloth
bag or whatever.
Yeah.
But Paul Whelan was detained back in 2018 at his hotel and arrested under espionage charges, which he has consistently denied.
Nah, he wasn't there. Who knows? You know what? It's just more hoopla. It's kind of like the PR coming out of North Korea. Yesterday, that little twerp, Mr. Fatty, Kim Jong Fatty, says, we'll use nukes. And any conflict with the U.S. So why are you even talking about a conflict? There's no conflict between you and the United States. So what are you going to do? You're going to make one up? Well, we're going to, if they help South Korea, we want South Korea back. And if the United States gets in the way, we'll use nukes. You know, here's another one that should be sent the way, although his sister is worse than he is. So, you know, how do these guys get into power? What is
there? Is that nature versus nurture? That's like nature versus nurture conversation.
I guess it is.
Psychology versus sociology.
Mm-hmm. And maybe it boils down to why do you vote for whoever it is that you vote for? Or why do you, you know, why do you think this person should be in charge? Maybe it's just human nature. Also interesting to see some of the other deals being made politically here in our country that we'll talk about through the course of the day here on the Good Day program. It's 10 minutes for the hour.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try.
Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time now for farm food and family information, Jay. Today, we celebrate National Milk Chocolate Day. Yum! Milk Chocolate Day, always celebrated on this date. And then the question is, why? It melts in your mouth, right? Remember the old commercials for M&M's?
Oh, for M&M's, yeah. Melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
So there are two really large chocolate companies. M&M Mars is one, and Hershey is the other. It is the most milk chocolate, most popular member of the chocolate family. There are a lot of people who feign liking dark chocolate because it's good for you. You know what?
And it's delicious.
That's nonsense. Oh, dark
chocolate. The darker, the better. It is so good. Yeah, you don't even like chocolate.
I do. I like milk chocolate. Yeah, I thought
you were a white chocolate fan, which is not
well, white and dark. Yeah, I like white chocolate, but it's not really, as everyone is happy to tell me, it's not really chocolate at all. It's some kind of something that's really horrible for you. But anyway.
dark chocolate is so good.
Chocoholics are among us. Yeah, think about how much you like milk chocolate. Chocolate was created in 1900 B.C. Wow. How about that? Let's see here. In 1689,
it perfected it, though.
Yes, right. That's happened. Well, it was popularized in Jamaica in the 16th century, but I think when you get right down to it, in the 18th, well, the 19th century, 1800s, Swiss chocolatier Daniel Peter add dry milk powder to chocolate to create milk chocolate, and of course, there's a lot of sugar in there someplace too, as well. So. Enjoy your chocolates. They're good. Good, and I tell the kids on the farm when they get an ice cream on the weekend, it's health food. It is. It's good for your mind. May not be too good for your body, but
it's good for your skull. Great.
Yes.
That matters.
Right, exactly. All right, in a moment, Chipotle is selling something for 1 cent. We'll tell you what that is and when after this.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/DougStefan for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/DougStefan. Keeps.com/DougStefan.
All right, so Chipotle, the Mexican restaurant chain, I actually think they're pretty good. I don't know if you've been to Chipotle. They're selling Glock. No, that's a gun.
That's a different day of celebration.
That's right. Guacamole is being sold this Sunday, National Avocado Day. Chipotle offering you all the guacamole. Guacamole that you want for a penny. How about that?
Well, because it's always if you want a side or you want some extra guac, there's an upcharge. And this time, it'll only be a 1 cent upcharge.
Buy the dip and enjoy. All right? It's 1 penny. What happens if you have Bitcoin? So you're going to be able to buy it with Bitcoin? Who has Bitcoin in there? You don't have Bitcoin. That's another thing. This is a subject for a different day. How do you spend Bitcoin? What does a Bitcoin look like? All right, shall we examine that or somehow or other figure that out someday?
It's digital. The Dogecoin. Well, yeah, Chipotle's Buy the Dip game is offering, thousands of dollars in crypto rewards given in Bitcoin. And then also the other crypto coins, Dogecoin, Avalanche, Solana.
Yeah, who does
all
that?
All the things.
Here's a new grant program that will help Pennsylvania farms. There are a lot of chicken farms in Pennsylvania, so they've had trouble with the avian flu. The governor there says there's a new grant program for poultry farms. There are 17 big farms, especially down in Lancaster County, that have had about 4 or 5 million birds have died because of the flu or had to be put down. So they have this new grant program. Gives $25 million to farmers in that zone where they've had problem with their flocks. Yeah, it really is. It's been a tough year for that sort of thing. So at least Pennsylvania's taking some action. Wonder what other states are going to be doing. Chicken, price of chicken gone way up because of the avian flu. There it is. Farm Food Family Thoughts at 59. Past the hour on the Doug Steffan Good Day program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.